Who are you?
My name is Kyle Gropes, and I work for Logic Bay, which is a division of KLI Learning. And we're here at the Microsoft conference, the PDC conference, to show how we have taken WPF technology to the and applied it to e-learning, to extend e-learning and bring it to the next level.
Great. Can you talk a little bit about the client that you worked with to build this demo?
Absolutely. 3M Corporation. The Building Safety Services Business Unit of 3M asked us to develop a certification site for the tradesmen so that fire protection people in the contractors in the fire protection arena could become certified on fire protection products, bring that certification proof to the job site, and be able to purchase and install fire protection products. We built an HTML site for them on that. And when Microsoft asked us if we'd be interested in applying WPF technology to that, it was a clear, obvious choice to be able to apply that to that.
Great. And can you talk a little bit about how you see WPF, what it can do for the e-learning space?
Absolutely. What I think is key to WPF's ability to extend e-learning is when I look at the metaphor of, say, how e-learning, if you want to even call it e-learning, computer-based training was being done, say, 10 years ago. 10 years or so ago, when we were developing CD-based training, or CBT at the time, we had gotten to the point with CD-ROMs that we could have beautiful design. Video, bandwidth wasn't even a consideration. Great graphics, everything like that. Well, then the internet comes along and sort of level sets everything back to like a text-based level, which, although the deployment and everything was tremendous for global dispersion of content, suddenly we're at a very base level in terms of interactivity and communication and all those things that went along with it. So what we are very excited about with WPF is it is now allowing us to extend that to the e-learning community, bring CD-based or CD-level interactivity and graphics and video to the internet and everything being able to be ported over the web.
Cool. Well, why don't we take a look at this thing?
Okay.
Dave, you gonna do the demo?
Sure.
All right. Here, this is Dave. So you were one of the developers on this.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent.
And so here we're looking at a 3M website.
So we're on Vista.
Running on Vista.
Yep.
In
IE 7.
And I can click on into this to start the web application.
Okay, so you were on. Oh, well.
So you can see that the video was layered with the text and in multiple layers of video to piece that together, which is something we couldn't do previously. If I click on into the application here, we always have to get across various concepts depending on whatever content that we're training on. In this case, this is sort of a screen that helps convey the concepts of fire stopping, which is what 3M's products center around. And so here I've got a 3D model. I can play around with that using these interactive buttons. I can install the electrical, which opens an annular space that you can see over here, which is where fire can escape in a large building. If I start the fire, you'll see that. So here we've got vector-based images mapped on this model to produce the fire. If I stop that fire now I can install the fire-stopping system here. Pillows and putty, which is the appropriate system here, start the fire and it's contained. So the user can play around with this model and essentially grasp the basic concepts. If I move on from here, now we've got a 3D model running in our web app here, and we can zoom in on various parts of this model to see how fire stopping products are applied differently to different types of installations. I can zoom in on this electrical conduit here and zoom back out and look at any of these highlighted sections here. Go on this one. I can also, I've got video available here too to actually see how the product is installed.
Annular space between the duct and the edge of the concrete opening.
So if I continue on from here, now here I can basically explore some more information about the various products. I can look at more information on these products here on the screen. I can zoom in and blow up the various products, all using the standard animation convention that's available in WPF. And not all the information is typically stored on these learning screens, though. And so here we can jump out to a web page. And now I can drill into more information here about this product. This is, again, of course, on the 3M site.
So this is an HTML page just bounced out to from the Avalon page.
Right, so
page.
We completely left the application. It's a fresh HTML page. Here I can drill into here, and here's an example of an XPS document. So here I got some standard controls that I get with the XPS document to zoom in, do pagination and that kind of thing. But super high fidelity images are available in this. Now I can actually back right up in my browser using the back button. And now I'm jumping right back into the application. I completely left it. Now here I am back in it, comes back to the same page. And the page has even maintained the state. You can see it's still highlighted what I've selected.
Very nice.
That's pretty powerful to be able to jump out of a rich application like this and right back into it and retain the state. If I go on now, and I'm going to, here's, as Kyle said, there's a certification associated with this training.
Hey, I'm glad I caught you.
Here's the first quiz question that I can go in. Here I've got a scenario here with this contractor. Is asking for some help in terms of selecting the right system to apply to his fire application. If I click on begin here, and now you see I've got this leverage the same 3D model here, but now I can interact with it by
dragging.
It looks
a little different too. Is it? It's like, so you've added some textures.
Yes, in this case, some textures have been mapped on it, make it more realistic.
Right.
So I can drag these product choices or system choices over to the various elements. And you see here, I've obviously selected the wrong product.
And we've got some opacity there through the... Okay.
And in this case, you saw me jump out to the web earlier. In this case, I'm going to keep it inside the application. What's showing in this frame that I've created here is another web page coming off the 3M site.
But within the Avalon app.
Right. So you have a lot of flexibility in terms of how you pull that information in.
So this is a tool to figure out what's the appropriate.
Right. So in this exercise, I have to select the right product. So here I can go and do a lookup and match my product my application to a particular type of product.
Great. Okay.
And here I'll select the right product here, and you see now I get positive feedback.
The inspector was really pleased with the system.
The inspector was pleased.
I passed.
You have passed. Excellent. So, you want to show the...
Sure, and over here we've got a menu to be able to jump around the course, dive into reference information and that kind of thing. Just another example of how we can use the animations and the opacity settings and things like that to
great
some of those things.
Now we've got another demo here, don't we?
So I guess I should have
come on.
Trying to take off my great badges. My name is Uri Cohn. I'm one of the program managers on the Windows Presentation Foundation team. And one of the things that we announced at the PDC today, or I guess it was yesterday that we announced it, was the Windows Presentation Foundation Everywhere runtime. So the concept that you can take the same content that you used in an application like that and make it available running across a variety of devices. We showed a demonstration of some of the content running on a Macintosh, and I think that we're going to do some videotaping of those demos later. And we've got also, we took this particular application, took the same content, and had it running on one of the devices that we were displaying at the show. So this is running on a Windows CE device, so a Windows mobile device. And evidently I just turned up the volume. But I can go and show you a quick demo of how you take the same application. So in this case, in the e-learning scenario, one of the important things is how can I get that reference information even when I'm out in the field. So here I'm going to go into my start. I'm going to run the 3M application. going to bring up the same content. It's the same vector graphics. It's the same XAML. It's the same subset of XAML that's used in the same in the application. You notice that we before chose the fire sealant to get more information. Let me do the same thing here. You'll notice the rich animations, even though I'm running on a device, have a really rich experience. I can go play the video. It's the exact same video that we showed up there. So I can get kind of the refresher or the exact information that's necessary for me to be able to not burn down the building appropriately. We had problems with fires at the last PDC. With nice. This type of certification, we're pretty confident we won't have fires in the next one.
Which, cool. Any other thoughts? And what are your take on that, Kyle, from a e-learning perspective?
I mean, it's tremendous. The potential for taking something like this and putting it onto a handheld device. The ultimate goal of, say, someone like 3M, who is looking for ways to certify people quicker and sooner, more efficiently, more economically, so that they buy more of their products. If a contractor's on a job site and is needing to install 3M products but doesn't have the correct certification, to be able to go to a handheld device, receive his training, take his certification, get an email confirmation of his passing of that certification, and then moving on to install it is tremendously advantageous for both for 3M and for that contractor.
Right.
So big possibilities there.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.